Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
As part of Learning Waves, LMFM invited TY students from around the Northeast to take part in compiling a two-hour program for LMFM Radio. On this St. Stephen's Night, this is the TY Christmas Takeover.
We're all listening to the TY Takeover Christmas Special on LMFM.
Woo! Hi, my name's Rory. I'm a TY in Ardy Community School, and I'm here on LMFM with the TY Takeover Christmas Special. I've been playing rugby since I was about 6 for Boyne Rugby Club, and now I'm playing for the under-16s. I've always been a big fan of rugby. My favourite team, Leinster, obviously, living in Louth. Boyne Rugby Club was formed in 1997 through an amalgamation of the currently presiding Drogheda Rugby Football Club and Delvin Rugby Football Club. Drogheda RFC was situated on the north side of the Boyne in Shamrock Lodge on the Ballymakenny Road, and Devlin was originally based in Mosney on the Butlins Hoddley Camp before moving north to Bryanstown on the south side of the Boyne in Drogheda. Both Devlin and Drogheda had great success for youth rugby in the 80s and are regularly featured in the Leinster branch provincial winners. In the 90s, the need for a successful adult team was growing. The success of the youth sides meant that many of these players moved on to a senior environment and the adult player base for these clubs diminished. Talks between the two sides began in April 1997, and the outcome with two clubs effectively disbanding to form the new Boyne RFC club. Boyne RFC came into the 1997-98 season and played their first match against Skerries Rugby Football Club in Bryanstown.
Hi, my name is Amy and I'm a TY student from Ashburn Community School.
Hi, my name is Clodagh and I'm a TY student from Clashtonahinch.
And today we're going to be talking to you about the benefits of sport.
Today I'll be talking to you about the benefits of physical health. There are loads of physical health benefits to playing sports during your teen years. All sports will improve your general health and help with weight management, and research shows it will increase your lifespan. Another health benefit is that sports will help combat heart problems such as heart attacks, as it strengthens your heart, as well as your bones and muscles. The last benefit I will note is taking part in sports will provide protection from chronic diseases such as diabetes.
There are many mental benefits to sport. Sport helps you improve your mood and your concentration skills. Your mood changes when you're around other people and can help you like become happier if you're upset that day. And your concentration skills can be strengthened by going and trying to kick with your left foot over the bar, or like trying to do something better at training than you usually would. Sports can also reduce your stress levels and your depression, because when you go training or you go to play a match or you go to do something, you kind of forget about all the stuff that's been happening and just be with your friends or have your mind on the game or stuff like that.
Next, I will be talking to you about why more people need to be playing sports in Ireland, especially teenagers. Research done at GCU shows that only 8% of teenagers get the daily recommended 60 minutes of moderate activity. only 1% of 6th-year females achieve the recommended 60 minutes, and it's very important for 6th-year students especially who are sitting their Leaving Cert to do sports, as it helps with concentration and is a way to release built-up energy. A total of 70% males take part in team sports compared to 56% of females. According to the 2021 Ireland Sports Ireland, a lot less teens girls play sports in Ireland compared to other countries.
There are many social benefits to go along with sport, such as making new friends, learning how to work together with like a team or a group of people, learning how to control your emotions at a match or after you lose the match. You also learn how to lose, like if you don't win, like it's not the end of the world, like you have the next game and stuff, and it teaches you how to be less selfish with others instead of you just having the ball the whole time or having the slitter. You learn how to share, basically.
I know, me personally, it taught me really good communication skills, as I would have been a quiet child, and it's given me lots of lifelong friends. Another thing I'll talk about is why teens feel discouraged to join sports. Many teens say they feel too old to join a new sport, since most children begin at a very young age and have years of experience. But I think you're never too young, and just imagine next year, if you start today, where you'll be. A way to help teenagers join new sports is to hold beginner classes for adolescents, as most beginner classes are aimed at primary school students and teens feel too old to go and join.
Over the years, sport has grown, and today, in the top 10, there's Gaelic, hurling, soccer, rugby, golf, athletics, equestrian, tennis, cricket and boxing. Most children start at a very young age, like 2 or 3, but it all depends on the sport. Other children start to join Gaelic and hurling and soccer and rugby at a later age, such as like 6 to 7, as that's when like you start like primary school and you make new friends and find people in the same interest as you.
Hi, I'm Ava Weldon from St. Joseph's Mercy Nav in County Meath, and you're listening to the TY Christmas Takeover at LMFM.
Today we'll be talking to you all about Christmas gift ideas for your parents so that you can make sure you spoil them this Christmas.
We also will be sharing some of our favourite gifts that we've got on Christmas. So, we'll start off with the main woman, your mammy. Grace, what would you personally get your mum for Christmas?
Now, if you ask my mum what she'd like for Christmas, she'd write about a list a mile long. But if I could narrow it down to a few things, my number one option would have to be jewellery.
Yeah.
She loves all bits like that. My number one option would be Tipperary crystal. They do stunning pieces, necklaces, earrings and bracelets, all the works, and quite affordable too. I know Mam would be buzzing to get anything from this Irish owned brand.
Yeah, actually another great Irish made company is Betty and Biddy. Yeah. They, I think they actually have a shop in Dublin. And they do stunning bits in there, same as Tipperary Crystal, and the prices are great as well. So,
now, Ava, if you were to buy your mum something this Christmas, what would it be?
My mother would rather get, like, little bits, than one big main present. So, like, a hamper would be always a great idea if you have a mum like that. Yeah. Like, most pharmacies, like, in the country, they make hampers. Like, in some places, you can actually even request bits to be put into the hamper. So like you can give them like, oh, here's €50, get some bits, tell them what your mum loves, and they'll do up a little hamper, and
they're so affordable.
Yeah, they're very actually good prices to make like, you know, the hamper extra special.
And finally, what mother doesn't love a homemade photo album full of memories? Like the hampers, most pharmacies have printers and will print your photos for barely anything.
Yeah, they're so cheap. They're like 90 cents, I think.
You could put the pictures into a scrapbook for an even more homemade look and write headings under each photo for all your big occasions in your life.
Yeah, I can tell you, my mother's a big fan of photos. She and if you got her a photo, she'd adore you, like. So, we get on to the Grinch.
No, Dad loves, he absolutely loves Christmas. But I don't know about you, but as soon as Dad's in the door from a long day of work, it's work boots off, slippers on.
Yeah.
So slippers is number one option for me.
Mm.
I would get him a pair of slippers every year, and he it's buzzing. Yeah. More buzzing than the year before. I just get them from Dunn's. They're great quality and great price, and he just loves them. What would you get your dad for Christmas?
I'd personally get my dad like a nice pair of jeans, top. Jack and Jones are very good for bits like that, and Tesco even, but Jack and Jones is very good.
Yeah.
Prices are, they're actually good. You might think they're a bit expensive, but they're things that will last. The quality of them is very good. But also, like, for my dad, he's big into football and the sports, and he's always wearing like our club jersey or some form of half zip club, half zip, a county half zip. So like O'Neill's is also a great option, because they'd have really, really like nice bits over there, but also they'd have a sale rack all the time when Christmas is on, and you get like things such half price. And
another thing that my dad can't live without is his cup of teas in the morning.
Same.
So I think probably one of the most, the easiest present that you know they're going to love would be a sentimental mug. You can get anything printed on the mug these days. You can get pictures, you can get like
texts,
literally anything. We have like tons of them at home, just pictures from when we were little, and then like little writing underneath them, much like the albums, the photo albums that we were saying earlier. Just sentimental little things like that.
Love that. Now Grace, tell me one present that you got when you were younger, or could be last year, that you will always remember, never forget, the most bestest Christmas present you've ever got.
It's gotta be the rollerblades.
Has to be the rollerblades.
I remember getting them. I didn't take them off the whole day. They were just, I was scooting around the place, and it was just, and I still use them. Like, you know what? If I see them in the conservatory, I'll pull them out and I'll give them a ride. I just love them. Now, Ava, what was your most memorable gift?
My most memorable gift was probably the very ever first recording I done. My mum bought me a present of a recording session.
That's
For singing. I remember waking up Christmas morning and I saw it down there, and she was just sitting there and she whipped out her phone and was taking a video, and I was like, why is she videoing me? I'm only opening my presents, like. And she opened it. Oh, no, I was delighted, and yeah, very happy with the bits I got. For you?
So just hopefully some of these gift ideas will help you this Christmas trying to buy your parents something. But thanks so much for listening to us on the TY Christmas
Takeover.
Anyways, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We're all listening to the TY Takeover Christmas Special on LMFM.
Woo!
Hello, my name's Kevin from St. Mary's Di Austin School.
Hi, my name's Owen from Dallas Island Dock.
And today we're going to be talking about the history of Geordie United and Dundalk FC. So first we're going to start off with the some of the young talent that's come through some of the clubs. Owen, would you like to talk us through the Dundalk players?
One I've chosen is Daryl Horgan. So Daryl Horgan is one of Dundalk's best players over like his past career at Dundalk. He returned to the club late into this season, helping Dundalk finish fifth and brought a huge impact into the team. After going to Hibernia in 2018, Daryl played professional football in England and Scotland for 5 years and has returned to the club and made a name for himself. So, after Daryl left Dundalk, we had two very good seasons winning the league, but then slowly declined with our performance after that. So, when he came back to the club, it was a huge impact, bringing us back in, like getting up to the top of the table again.
So, Drogheda has had a lot of young talent come through and make it in the big leagues. For example, young lad and local lad, Killian Phillips, who is currently on loan at Wickham but is playing for Crystal Palace. He's made a big name for himself over in the English tiers. You also have Luke McNally. He's another local lad who is playing for Burnley but is currently on loan at Stoke City. And first choice goalkeeper this season, Andrew Wogan, who is currently just 17 and has kept 5 clean sheets this season in his first starting season for Geordie United. You also have Emmanuel Adeboyega, who only played 22 games for Drogheda this season and then made the move to Norwich City in the Championship after he made a good name for himself.
So Dundalk is probably one of the biggest sides in Irish football history, with 14 League of Ireland titles and 12 FAI Cup winners, with many others, with 49 trophies altogether in the club's history. Against Drogheda, Dundalk have won 103 out of 175 meetings in league and cup competitions. Four games this season, Dundalk have beaten Drogheda 1-0, 2-1, 3-1 and 3-2. Dundalk's domination and allowed derby over the past 100 years is not going to stop. With the new season quickly arriving, both clubs are going to need to make some changes, as both had poor seasons with Drogheda finishing 7th and Dundalk coming 5th. They will both be hoping to finish higher next season.
Talking about big changes, the investors into the club of Drogheda, a group called the Trevaglia Group from America, who own another team in England called Walsall, have taken over Drogheda and have 100% of the club last month. The US-based investment firm, fronted by Ben Boycott and Wesley Hill, are no strangers to football. Speaking to Drogheda United fans at a forum, Boycott and Hill outlined their visions for the new season and for the club going forward. Straight off the bat, $500,000 is to be invested to clear the club's debts, and another $500,000 is to be spent on bringing United Park and Drogheda Stadiums up to scratch so that it receives a licence to continue hosting Premier Division games. An increased budget for the team has been promised, as Trevaglia has stressed that they are more than happy with Kevin Doherty as manager. Since taking over the club, Doherty has led Drogheda to Premier Division survival with one of the lowest budgets in the league on two separate occasions.
The atmosphere in League of Ireland on a Friday night is electric. In Oriel Park on Fridays, in my opinion, is better than English football. You wouldn't see the fans in English football with the passion that bring the hit to Oriel on Friday nights. Chants, pyro and the fans on Friday nights in Oriel and filling out away ends all over the country. Dundalk's Europa Conference League run was brought to an end in the second round after losing 5-3 in aggregate to Icelandic side KA. With the league and cup still to be played, Dundalk end the season in 5th and 2 places ahead of rivals Drogheda.
Coming off of what Owen said about the atmosphere, Drogheda United is also amazing atmosphere. Nothing compares to Drogheda United. They have the most outstanding atmosphere, in my opinion, in the country. We're very passionate fans who let the opposite team that they know that they're here to be heard. Drogheda United also have very good displays every game, which is also a plus, as Drogheda's ultras, known as the famous 45, are always the loudest anywhere they go.
More about Dundalk in European. Dundalk's European triumph in 2020 seen the Irish side qualify for the Europa League group stage in 2020. The draw was made, and watching Dundalk being the same group as English giants Arsenal, Rapid Vienna and Mold was unbelievable. Although we didn't qualify out of the group, we are still the only Irish side to qualify for that stage of European football. In 1979-1980 season, Dundalk reached the round of 16 of the European Cup, Winners' Cup and the European Cup. The Irish side narrowly missed
Grace
out on a place
Gormley,
in the quarterfinals after a 3-2 loss away to Scottish giant Celtic.
So, my overall summary on Drogheda United, I think they've done very well this season and last season, considering the financial situation that they've been put in for many years. They've been able to stay comfortably in the Premier Division for 2 years running, which is massive considering that they are a semi-pro team and most players have second jobs. Drogheda have gotten massive wins this season, which people from different clubs did not expect. Drogheda have beaten St. Pat's on two separate occasions and have also beaten Derry and league champions Shamrock Rovers this season.
Dundalk started the season off with a 1-1 draw at home to UCD, and then later on in the season we became dominant at home at the likes of beating Pat's 5-0 and Rovers on two back-to-back occasions. So my overall opinion on the season, it was an alright season. We should have done better going into away games. We weren't performing how we should have been, but coming fifth at the end of the season, I'd say it was a good result for Dundalk.
Hi, my name is Clodagh and I'm from Clash na Hinch.
Hi, my name's Iona and I'm from Skullware and Trim.
Hi, my name is Amy and I'm from Ashburn Community School.
We're talking about, when is the right time to put up your Christmas decorations?
I think the right time is like late November or like start of December.
Yeah, like we get our real Christmas tree, so it'd probably be dead by the time it's actually Christmas. So we usually get it like start of December, maybe a week into December, so it stays alive, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree. Late November, kind of early December, because then if you put it up too early, you kind of be sick of it by the time Christmas comes around.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's some people that, like, my neighbour has hers up already a week, I'd say. Like, straight after Halloween it's up, and I just...
I'd love to do that, though, but, like, I feel like...
I would love to do that.
Yeah, it's just, like, no. Early. Yeah. I put mine up, like, on the night of the Lele Toy Show. Like, I feel like that's just, like, a tradition. But, yeah, like, if you have a real tree, then, like, be later.
Yeah, now because the Lele Toy Show is earlier this year as well, like, it's probably not as many people are going to put them up if they've got real trees, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be, like, later.
Would yours be warm Christmas or cool Christmas? Like
warm.
Yeah, warm Christmas.
Warm Christmas,
yeah,
definitely. It's more cosy.
Yeah. Like, what colours did you put on your tree? Like, gold, silver, or, like, red?
Kind of have everything.
If it was my way, it'd be red and gold. But Mam's way, she always gets it, so it's white and silver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a nice combo, though, as well. Like,
yeah. That's pretty, but I prefer cool tones.
Would you ever get a white Christmas tree?
No,
I couldn't. I don't know.
I feel like a fake white Christmas tree, but, like, not the main Christmas tree.
Maybe, like, a little one in the kitchen or something.
Side one.
Yeah.
What do you think it's too many Christmas trees to have in your house?
Like, more than two. More than two, you're kind of like, it's a lot.
Depends what size the house is as well.
Oh, yeah, if you're living in a big, massive house, it'd be like...
Get one for every room.
Yeah, one for, like, good rooms. But if there's, like, if you're only in a small house, it'd be only, like, one or two.
Yeah, yeah.
Whose do you think should put the star on top of the Christmas tree?
Youngest in the family, always.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is an argument in my house. Who gets to put the star on the top?
Like, different people every year, like...
They have a roster.
Yeah, who puts it change up? Every year.
We always do youngest in the family gets it, but that's going to be my sister now forever.
And then it's going to change if she has kids.
Is putting up the tree and the decorations, like, a whole big thing in your house, or just... Whoever does it.
Not really. Like, sometimes I come home and the tree's up and I'm back from school and it's just like, it's not a big deal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, sometimes it, like, when you're younger, I feel like it was a big deal, but now it's kind of like,
yeah.
You have other things to be doing, like.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Do you just decorate your rooms or?
No.
Do you leave the sitting room?
I feel like it depends on if my room's messy or not. Like, if it's messy, I'd be like, no. But then if it's, like, clean and I'm like, if I have room for it, like, I'll put it up, but.
No, I don't think I've ever decorate my room with Christmas stuff. It's just our sitting room that gets decorated.
Should I put stuff in, like, your hall or your, like, kitchen?
Oh, we have that yoke on the door, the wreath. And then, like, yeah, that's really it.
What do you think about the big bows on people's doors?
No. Do you ever see people and they put, like, wrapping paper on their door and pretend it's a present?
Oh,
yeah, like, do you remember like when that. In school, like, they do it, but, like, it's fine, it's in a classroom, but some people do it on their front door.
No, and the rain and the weather.
Oh my god, yeah.
That.
Does your mom decide where all the decorations go, or, like, do you just put them wherever you want?
Mom lets us think we have a choice, but she really decides.
I feel like she'd move, like, my mom just moves them and she's like, I don't like that there, and, like,
or she'd move it.
Mm-hmm.
She always twists the tree to
make sure
her
the
size.
Light.
Yeah.
Would you go with white lights or colourful lights?
I feel like a warm kind of yellow kind of tone, you know?
Yeah. I don't even know what else to say.
Do you have Elf on the Shelf?
Yes, obviously.
Yeah. It's kind of like a thing in our house where, like, my little sister would always look forward to it, so we always have to make sure it's done.
The Elf on the Shelf always brings my Christmas jammies on Christmas Eve. Does everyone, like, are you still, like, them type of people that would wake up, even though, like...
See, I'm scared to say something like, oh, yeah, Santa's not real, in case there's little kids listening. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what I was...
Like, are you still the type of people to, like, get up early on Christmas, even though, like, you're older now? Would you still be excited to make up at, like, still, 5 and all?
Yeah.
I don't know how I have so much energy, but then, like, if it's a school day, I would not. Would not get up for it.
It's just something special at Christmas, and I can never sleep that night either.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm always like, I want to go.
Go get the presents.
Do you spend Christmas Day at home in your jammies, or would you just go out for a meal with family?
Usually we go down to Belfast for my mum's family, and we have dinner there and stay there for a few nights, so that's nice.
Yeah, I usually do that with my mom, but, like, go down to Mayo. It's, like, different each year. Like, last year I stayed at home, but, like, this year I got into Mayo.
Yeah.
We usually just spend the whole day in our pyjamas.
Yeah.
And then maybe the day before or the day after Christmas we'd go out for a meal with, like, cousins and all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
That'd be nice.
Hello, my name is Hannah Cooney and I'm from St. Oliver's Community College, Drogheda, and here are some Christmas films you can watch this festive season to get you in the great festive mood. Here are some comedy films to get you and your family together for a great laugh. Jingle All the Way, Deck the Halls, Home Alone, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. If you would like a more heartfelt oldies classic, I would recommend It's a Wonderful Life from 1946.
Well, who are you?
I told you, George, I'm your guardian angel.
What is it you want, Barry? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
Welcome home, Mr. Bailey.
Sentimental hogwash.
I wish I had $1 million. Hot dog! Mr. and Mrs. Martini, welcome home.
This is what I wished for.
You see, George, you really had a wonderful life.
Gets his wings.
That's right.
And if you want a good action-packed Christmas film, Die Hard is the film for you.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Have a very Merry Christmas.
So, your lady live out here?
About the past 6 months.
Why'd you come with her, man? What's up?
Because I'm a New York cop. Can't just pick up and go that easy.
John. I missed you.
You can walk out of here or be carried out, but have no illusions, we are in charge.
Think, damn it, think.
We've got a fire alarm. I thought I told all of you I want radio silence.
Sorry, I didn't get that message.
Mayday, terrorists have seized the Nakatomi Plaza.
This channel is reserved for emergency calls only.
Do I sound like I'm ordering a pizza?
Possible crane call. Check the area confirmed.
No signs of disturbance, dispatch.
Welcome to the party, pal!
You really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay. You hang in there.
Home Alone is also a great comedy classic from 1990. But remember, kids, do not try these homemade traps at home. They are dangerous.
Where are you going? We're going to miss the plane!
When the McAllister family left on their Christmas vacation...
Did we miss the plane?
No, you just made it.
Yeah!
They forgot one small thing.
Have yourself...
I have a terrible feeling.
Did you lock up?
Yeah.
Do we set the timers on the lights?
Mm-hmm. What else could we be forgetting?
Kevin!
Home Alone.
Police in the northern suburbs are on the lookout for a pair of burglars who are calling themselves the Wet Bandits.
We know that you're in there.
It's Santa Claus and his elf.
Get off my property.
This is my house. I have to defend it.
Where's your mother?
My mom's in the car.
Where's your father?
He's at work.
What about your brothers and sisters?
I'm an only child.
Where do you live?
Can't tell you that.
Why not?
Because you're a stranger.
He's a kid. I mean, what can a kid do to us?
Kids are stupid. I know I was.
You still are, Mark.
This is it.
Ow! I don't care if I have to get out on your runway and hitchhike. I am going to get home to my son.
Oh! Yes!
Where are you, you little creep? I'm gonna kill that kid!
Why'd you take your shoes off?
Why'd you dress like a chicken?
Gus Polinski, Polka King of the Midwest. If you have to get to Chicago, we'll gladly drive you.
Hey, guys.
Yesterday, he was just a kid. Ah! But tonight, he's a home security system.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
From John Hughes.
You know, I got a feeling this is going to be your best Christmas ever.
A family comedy without the family.
Wow!
Home Alone.
Are you here all alone?
I'm 8 years old. You think I'd be here alone? I don't think so.
Thank you for listening. Have a Merry Christmas.
We're all listening to the TY Takeover Christmas Special on LMFM.
Hi, I'm Owen, and I'm lucky enough to have caught up with Stephen O'Donnell a bit and ask him a couple of questions about the season that Dundalk just finished. Hello, Stephen.
Owen, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I just have a couple of questions here to ask you about Dundalk.
No problem.
The first one was, what is your opinion on the season that's just gone?
I suppose ultimately it was disappointment not getting into Europe, but the season of kind of ups and downs, sort of season of run for us in regards to going a good run. And then a sort of poor run, so pretty inconsistent, but good individuals like Archie Davis got in Team of the Year, so some individuals have really improved, but ultimately we would have liked to have got into Europe, and I suppose the biggest disappointment in isolation was the Cup quarter-final defeat to Galway, which was really, really poor.
Yeah, it was an up-and-down season, in my opinion. I was at most of the home games, and I felt at times the team was performing like top class, and others they just didn't feel like they wanted to be there that day.
Yeah, well, I don't know about not wanting to be there. I think they all tried. You know, conference can show itself in different ways. Our home form was very good. I think the last 2 years, I think we've only lost four games in the league over the last 2 years at home. So away form has been a little bit of an issue. But obviously, it's my job to sort of delve in a little bit deeper. And this year we had a lot of lads kind of playing the first team, you know, having first team football experience. So I think that all them players will be better and stronger for that experience this year, next year. And then we finished the season well. Like, we won five of our last six games. But
ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It was sort of up and down-ish, like most teams. Ultimately, like I think we were 7 points behind second and 4 points behind third at the end. So I think every team was in that bracket. Look at Shamrock Rovers, who won the league, the amount of points they dropped throughout the season. So I'm not sure if any season had any team had a real proper consistent look to it.
Yeah. Another question is, who are your biggest inspirations growing up when playing football and managing?
Obviously managing, you look at all the sort of current ones, you know, I take big from Ange Postecoglou, sort of, I have huge admiration for him, what he's done recently, obviously at Celtic, and now what he's doing at Spurs, and obviously the top ones, Guardiola and Klopp, you take huge inspiration from them in regards how they carry themselves and how their teams play, the energy their teams play with. And then playing wise, I'd say as from a single person, obviously I'll loved the Zidanes of this world and that, but Roy Keane was probably the biggest inspiration just from a purely Irish point of view. And then, you know, how good a player he was for Ireland and for Man U over such a long period of time. He would have been sort of, as a standalone one, he would have been my inspiration, yeah.
Yeah, Roy Keane, he one of my inspirations as well when I'm playing football. What's been your favourite memory at Dundalk?
Like lots of ones, probably when I was playing, you know, the night we beat Bate Borisov, probably in talent, but it's the group stages, aren't we guaranteed it to one of the group stages in Europe would have been sort of one, and then obviously the cup final wins and the league wins, beating Cork in the last game of the season for the first league title in 14 would have been a huge one. And then managing, just the pride of managing Dundalk every week, I suppose, and you know, really good wins over Shamrock Rovers at home this season in the cup with 10 men and in the league as well. So they'd be highlights, and hopefully there'll be many more to come.
Yeah. Do the fans have a significant impact on the club when they're playing?
Yeah, huge. I think you can see that with our home form, and the fans are really behind us. It inspires, especially when you're quite an inexperienced team. It inspires the players in regards, like, to get such a kick out of it, and an adrenaline rush and motivation from it, and confidence from it when the crowd are with them. It is a huge part to play, and something we'll be looking to sort of improve on, the relationship with the team, the crowd next year, etc. You know, in regards, like, a real sort of community and a one for all and all for one sort of mentality with Dundalk.
Yeah. How do you keep your team motivated after a loss?
Yeah, well, it's the sort of art of managing. You know, you gotta give sort of certain direction. If you're the leader, you gotta give certain sort of, after a loss, it shouldn't be that hard to motivate them for the next week. You want to get back on track, and we gotta aspire to achieve in regards, you know, what are we aiming to do here. We'd speak about that at the start of the season, and then obviously in season, after each game, you know, where are we in relation to those goals. So always should be motivated by what we're trying to get out of the season and where we are at that current juncture.
Yeah, even from standing over in the shed on Friday evenings, you can hear you shouting across at the players, even closest to us, and like instructions and like marking players and all.
Yeah, well, that's the way I sort of operate in regards, you know, when the game kicks off. So, look, we have plenty to improve on, but there is a good core there. As I said, lads would have gained valuable experience this season. So, looking forward to them going on to more levels now next year.
Yeah. Was management always the next step after your playing career?
When I turned around 27, 28, I was always thinking, as I was getting more experience as a player, I'd like to go into it. So from around 27, 28, in my head, it was always going to be the next step, yeah.
Yeah, and one more question for you just. What's your hopes for the upcoming season?
First of all, we'll see what happens in regards to the off-season, in regards sort of investment and ownership, and then we'll have our ambitions, and that will be off that, you know, what we look like after that, and we'll see when, you know, our ambitions will have to be realistic to what happens in regards to club over the next week or two.
Yeah. Thanks, Stephen, for joining me today.
Lovely, Owen. Thanks a million.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Hi, my name is Amy, and I'm a TY student from Ashburn Community School.
Hi, my name is Clodagh, and I'm a TY student from Clonmacnoise.
And today we're going to be talking to you about the benefits of sport.
Today I'll be talking to you about the benefits of physical health. There are loads of physical health benefits to playing sports during your teen years. All sports will improve your general health and help with weight management, and research shows it will increase your lifespan. Another health benefit is that sports will help combat heart problems such as heart attacks, as it strengthens your heart, as well as your bones and muscles. The last benefit I will note is taking part in sports will provide protection from chronic diseases such as diabetes.
There are many mental benefits to sport. Sport helps you improve your mood and your concentration skills. Your mood changes when you're around other people and can help you like become happier if you're upset that day. And your concentration skills can be strengthened by going and trying to kick with your left foot over the bar, or like trying to do something better at training than you usually would. Sports can also reduce your stress levels and your depression, because when you go training or you go to play a match or you go to do something, you kind of forget about all the stuff that's been happening and just be with your friends or have your mind on the game or stuff like that.
Next, I will be talking to you about why more people need to be playing sports in Ireland, especially teenagers. Research done at GCU shows that only 8% of teenagers get the daily recommended 60 minutes of moderate activity. Only 1% of 60-year females achieve the recommended 60 minutes, and it's very important for 60-year students, especially who are sitting there leaving cert, to do sports, as it helps with concentration and is a way to release built-up energy. A total of 70% males take part in team sports compared to 56% of females. According to the 2021 Ireland Sports Ireland, a lot less teens girls play sports in Ireland compared to other countries.
There are many social benefits to go along with sport, such as making new friends, learning how to work together with like a team or a group of people, learning how to control your emotions at a match or after you lose the match. You also learn how to lose, like if you don't win, like it's not the end of the world, like you have the next game and stuff, and it teaches you how to be less selfish with others instead of you just having the ball the whole time or having the slitter. You learn how to share, basically.
I know, me personally, it taught me really good communication skills, as I would have been a quiet child, and it's given me lots of lifelong friends. Another thing I'll talk about is why teens feel discouraged to join sports. Many teens say they feel too old to join a new sport, since most children begin at a very young age and have years of experience. But I think you're never too young, and just imagine next year, if you start today, where you'll be. A way to help teenagers join new sports is to hold beginner classes for adolescents, as most beginner classes are aimed at primary school students and teens feel too old to go and join.
Over the years, sport has grown, and today, in the top 10, there's Gaelic, hurling, soccer, rugby, golf, athletics, equestrian, tennis, cricket and boxing. Most children start at a very young age, like 2 or 3, but it all depends on the sport. Other children start to join Gaelic and hurling and soccer and rugby at a later age, such as like 6 to 7. As that's when like you start like primary school and you make new friends and find people in the same interest as you.
Hello, this is Donovan Callan. Doing the TY Takeover Christmas special for LMFM. I'm here today in the studio in Drogheda. Very interesting experience, I must say. But yeah, I'm here today to talk about some great drummers of all time. A couple of my favourites have got to be Ringo Starr of the Beatles, Topper Hedden of the Clash, Paul Cook, and Nick Mason, who played for Pink Floyd. Nick Mason, actually, he had a very interesting style. He didn't overplay. The Pink Floyd kind of psychedelic sound, he went really well with it because he wasn't like a mad drummer. He just played what the music needed, and honestly, you have to respect the chap for that. But these are not the people that I'm here today to talk about. I'm here today to talk about some of the greatest drummers out there. People who were the greatest drummers, some people who are. And I would like to start off with Keith Moon, who played for The Who. He had a very innovative style. Like, he had basically just come up with all this crazy stuff. He had put fills in places that people would never think to put them. He had basically just set the scene for music in the UK in the years to come. But he had a reputation for destroying drum kits. The first time he played, I think, he broke 2 drum heads, which, for me, it took me over a year to break 1, which is mad. Just one afternoon, maybe 1 or 2 hours, and it's just completely destroyed. He sung, backup vocals. and he wanted to sing lead vocals in some scenarios. But just to put into perspective how difficult it is to sing backup vocals in the drums, you are counting the time signature when you're playing the drums. So in your head, you're always going 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and just constantly repeating. And to sing vocals while playing the drums, you have to both think of that time signature and think of the lyrics, which is such a balancing act. It is incredibly difficult. So I've got such respect for him. On that note, I would say some of the notable songs are Who Are You, Won't Get Fooled Again, and My Generation. Next up, a pretty obvious one, John Bonham of Led Zeppelin, the Beast. He is just an incredible drummer. Yeah, there's no real way to dance around it. Like, his entire style, again, set the scene for just music in general, rock music. Like the drum solo on the song Moby Dick. In the actual song, he doesn't do much, but on the live performances, he would take a drum solo on this song, and a massive selling point of the shows was this incredible drum solo that would sometimes span over 20 minutes. And he would do that every single show. His kit, actually, he had a gong on his kit, which is very, very interesting, very expensive piece of kit. Makes for a nice sound. Not much to say. It's kind of self-explanatory. Now, David Grohl, I would put him number one on my list. He is just such an inspirational drummer. He's such an incredible chap. You'll see videos of him. He's such a nice man. He's been in 30 different bands in his life, which is crazy. I'm not sure if that's bands he's featured in or bands he's played in. I assume it's a mix of both. But regardless, crazy stuff. There were 5 drummers before him in Nirvana, and he was the best out of all of them. Nirvana was going through drummers, just, they were going down like flies. Everyone had an issue with them, but David Grohl did not. He was the perfect drummer. Like, his work on Nirvana was absolutely incredible, as well as his work in the Foo Fighters. Like, he's not the drummer, I think it's Taylor Hawkins who is. But even being the frontman for the Foo Fighters, when you have all this knowledge in the drums, like, he recorded the first album the Foo Fighters had made all on his own. He played the bass, the guitar, the drums, all this crazy stuff. I would say one of the most notable songs that he plays on is Song for the Dead by Queens of the Stone Age, especially the intro section. It's a very, very interesting drum intro. That's about it.
We're all listening to the TY Takeover Christmas Special on LMFM.
Woo! Thanks for coming today, Ryan.
No problem.
I just have 5 or 6 questions here to ask you. Take your time answering them.
No problem.
What's your opinion on the season just gone with Dundalk?
My opinion on the season just gone, I would say probably a lot of ups and downs. I'd say probably a bit too much maybe inconsistency just in the team. But look, it was a very enjoyable season at times. There was a lot of high moments, and of course there was a lot of low moments. But shut that inconsistency out for next season, it could be a really exciting year.
Yeah, I was at a season ticket for most of the games, and probably you were one of my favourite players watching over the season.
Thank you.
Another question. Who are your biggest inspirations growing up as a footballer?
Well, my biggest inspirations growing up were probably my mom and dad. They kind of took me everywhere when I was growing up playing. Like when I was kind of 9, 10, I would have moved up to Dublin to kind of learn my trade up there to see what the standard was like, because I just felt maybe the football in Dundalk, I kind of wasn't going to learn as much maybe down here as I was up there. So I kind of made the move up there to Dublin, and my mum and dad were brilliant. They took me up 3 days a week training in the car, and that wasn't easy because I'd be coming home from school and you'd be straight in the car then. So they sacrificed a lot sort of to take me up, and like they still do sometimes. My mum still takes me to training and stuff, so, and takes me to games, so even now. So yeah, I owe a lot to them.
Yeah, mothers are always the best for giving lifts.
Oh, definitely.
Do the fans have a significant impact on the club?
Yeah, they have a massive impact. You can even see that at home games. I just feel at home games sometimes we actually bring that extra bit, and I genuinely think that's because of the fans. And like, you see the atmosphere most nights. Like, you look at games like the Loud Derby and stuff, like, it's absolute mayhem. So that does add a massive factor to the games, and to us, the players as well. You can really feel it, and it does add that extra bit to your game. So yeah, they're a massive factor in the games.
Yeah, even myself, I went to both away games in the Loud Derby, and when Patrick Hogan was taking the penalty, the whole away end went silent, and then as soon as it went in, it was electric.
I know, and you could just see all our fans absolutely sick as well. It was brilliant.
Oh, it was unreal. From the squad this year, who do you think performed the best and improved the most?
Well, the one standout player for me, and I think it would be everyone's name, would be Archie Davis.
Yeah, Archie.
I thought Archie was exceptional all year round. I thought he was just the most consistent player, and you could see that he led the assist total in the league. And he was, yeah, he was just exceptional. And I played a few games on the same side as him, and yeah, just a brilliant player and a great pro as well. So yeah, that's one player for me I think stood out massively.
Yeah, the goal you scored away against UCD, what was going through your mind when you struck that?
Well, earlier on in the game I had one, and the keeper pulled off a great save, so I was thinking, right, I'm not going to score today because our keeper's obviously in some form, that's not going to go in. So I think it was the 90, I think it just hit the 90 a minute, and obviously got the ball, and I was kind of in a wee pocket in the middle, and I just screamed off him, and I was kind of getting cramps in my calf because the pitch was heavy enough and I was thinking, oh, I'll just get out of my feet and have a go. And you just know when you hit a ball sometimes, you just hit it that sweetly, and I just looked up and I seen it hit the bar, and I wasn't too sure if it went in or not, so yeah. I kind of half ran away celebrating, and then I heard a few of the boys shout, kind of celebrating as well. So as soon as that happened, I was just ecstatic and just started celebrating. It was a great moment.
That'd have to be one of the contenders for goal of the season anyway.
Oh, well, I don't know what suck. We've seen good ones this season, but I'll take that one all day.
Yeah. One more question for you. What's your hopes for the upcoming season?
Look, the hopes for the upcoming season are just, as I said, like just a bit more consistency. And like, I'm very excited for it. I can't wait for it. And I kind of don't like being in the off-season because you're kind of not doing it, and you're not training, you're not playing, and it is a bit frustrating. And I kind of just want to get back in as soon as possible. So, yeah, look, I'm very excited. My hopes are, look, we want to get back into Europe. We want to challenge for trophies. So, look, that's the goal for all of us. And personally as well, like, that's what I want to win at the club. I want to win trophies. I want to get into Europe. So, look, yeah, there are the hopes for next season. Just a bit more consistency and can we get back into Europe.
Yeah, as a local boy from the dock, you want to be helping your club going back up to the top.
That's it. Definitely.
Thanks very much for coming today, Ryan, and I can't wait to see you in the new season.
Thank you very much. Anytime.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Hi, my name is Clodagh. I'm a TUI student in Clashton Hinch, and I'm going to be talking about the physical benefits of taking part in a sport, as well as why you should get active and take part. There are loads of physical benefits to playing sports. To state the obvious, it will improve your general health, help with weight management, and strengthen your heart, decreasing the risk of heart diseases. Some benefits many people don't know is that taking part in a sport will increase your lifespan and combat the risk of chronic diseases such as diabetes and cancer. Need I say more? Hopefully we've encouraged a few teams to join a new sport, as according to a study done in 2021, Ireland has far fewer teenage girls playing sports compared to other countries, and only 8% of teens are getting the recommended 60 minutes of exercise a day. As Amy's going to mention, taking part in sports helps you focus and achieve better in school. But yeah, studies say that only 1% of 60 year females take part in sports. During the week, I was talking to some of my teammates and friends about why they enjoy sports, and I got a mixture of responses. But a very common answer is that it helps take your mind off things and forget about worries. With all the drama of teenage years, a little escape from all the noise could do the wonder. I'm just going to cut that bit. So, during the week, I was talking to some of my teammates and friends about why they enjoy sports, and I got a mixture of responses. But some very common answers is that it helps to take our mind off things and forget about worries, and with all the drama of teenage years, a little escape from all the noise could do someone the world good. Many teens say they feel discouraged to join, as others have been playing for years. So a way to get new teens playing sports is to hold beginner classes for adolescents to encourage them to join.
Hi, my name is Amy and I'm from Ashburn Community School, and I'm going to talk about the mental and social benefits of playing sport. Sport helps to improve your mood and your concentration skills by like being with other people. It can help like you concentrate better and change your mood. Like if you're upset or something, like you can be happy after like being with other people. It also reduces your stress and depression levels. Like you can also like go to training and forget about your like exams the next day or something like that, or something bad that happened during the day. The social benefits are you get to make friends with new people, you learn to work together, you can also control your emotions. Like if you lose a game, like you're gonna have to learn how to not get upset about it, because it's only a game at the end of the day, and you become less selfish because you come into situations where like you can't just do everything yourself and you're gonna have to
Work with your team,
yeah.
Hi, I'm Iona and I'm from Skilwer Interim, and I'm going to be talking about the benefits of supporting your local League of Ireland teams and the importance of it. Supporting your local can create a sense of pride and brings people together, creating passion. Your support can help develop local talent. By attending matches and showing your enthusiasm, you're providing young players with motivation to succeed. Recently, last Sunday, the 12th of November, the FEI Cup Final had a record attendance of 43,881 people. This brought the FAI Cup to the 9th highest attended cup final in Europe. This season, the League of Ireland title holders Shamrock Rovers had the biggest attendance on average, at just over 6,100 spectators, which has grown since the 2022 season, that was 5,700 spectators on average. The Premier Division had 567,000 spectators in total this season.
Hi, my name is Clodagh and I'm from Clashnahinch.
Hi, my name's Iona and I'm from Skilwer Interim.
Hi, my name is Amy and I'm from Ashburn Community School.
We're talking about when is the right time to put up your Christmas decorations.
I think the right time is like late November or like start of December.
Yeah, like we get our real Christmas tree, so it'd probably be dead by the time it's actually Christmas. So we usually get it like start of December, maybe a week into December, so it stays alive, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree. Late November, kind of early December, because then if you put it up too early, you kind of be sick of it by the time Christmas comes around.
Yeah, like there's some people that, like my neighbour has hers up already a week, I'd say, like straight after Halloween it's up, and
I'd love to do that though, but like I feel like
I would love to do that.
Yeah, it's just like a bit early. Yeah, I put mine up like on the night of the Lele Toy Show. Like I feel like that's just like a tradition, but yeah, like if you have a real tree then like be later.
Yeah, now because the Lele Toy Show is earlier this year as well, like it's probably not as many people are going to put them up if they've got real trees, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be like later.
Would you just be warm Christmas or cool Christmas?
Like warm.
Yeah, warm Christmas.
Warm Christmas,
yeah.
Definitely. It's more cosy.
Yeah. Like, what colours did you put on your tree? Like gold, silver, or like red?
Kind of have everything.
If it was my way, it'd be red and gold, but Mam's way, she always gets it, so it's white and silver.
Yeah. Mm. I feel like that's a nice combo though as well. Like,
yeah, that's pretty, but I prefer cool tones.
Would you ever get a white Christmas tree?
No,
I couldn't. I don't know.
I feel like a fake white Christmas tree, but like not the main Christmas tree.
Maybe like a little one in the kitchen or something. Yeah,
side one.
Yeah.
What do you think it's too many Christmas trees to have in your house?
Like, more than two.
Yeah, more than two,
you're kind of like, it's a lot.
Depends what size the house is as well.
Oh, yeah, if you're living in a big, massive house, it'd be like...
Get one for every room.
Yeah, one for, like, good rooms. But if there's, like, if you're only in a small house, it'd be only, like, one or two.
Yeah, yeah.
Whose do you think should put the star on the top of the Christmas tree?
Youngest in the family, always.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is an argument in my house. Who gets to put the star on the top?
Like, different people every year, like...
They have a roster.
Yeah, who puts it change up? Every year.
We always do youngest in the family gets it, but that's going to be my sister now forever.
And then it's going to change when she has kids.
Is putting up the tree and the decorations like a whole big thing in your house, or just... Whoever does it.
Not really. Like, sometimes I come home and the tree's up and I'm back from school and it's just like, it's not a big deal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, sometimes it, like, when you're younger, I feel like it was a big deal, but now it's kind of like,
yeah,
you have other things to be doing, like.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Do you just decorate your rooms or?
No.
Do you leave
it
sitting around?
I feel like it depends on how, if my room's messy or not. Like, if it's messy, I'd be like, no. But then if it's, like, clean and I'm like, if I have room for it, like, I'll put it up, but.
No, I don't think I've ever decorated my room with Christmas stuff. It's just our sitting room that gets decorated.
Should I put stuff in like your hall or your like kitchen?
Oh, we have that yoke on the door, the wreath. And then like, yeah, that's really it.
What do you think about the big bows on people's doors?
No. Do you ever see people and they put like wrapping paper on their door and pretend it's a present?
Oh,
yeah, like, do you remember like when that. In school like they do it, but like it's fine, it's in a classroom, but some people do it on their front door.
No, and the rain and the weather.
Oh my god,
get
yeah.
to that.
Does your mom decide where all the decorations go, or like do you just put them wherever you want?
Mom lets us think we have a choice, but she really decides.
I feel like she'd move, like my mom just moves them and she's like, I don't like that there, and like,
or she'd move it.
Yeah,
she always twists the tree to
make sure
her
the
size.
Light
yeah
would you go with white lights or colorful lights?
I feel like a warm gold. Kind of yellow kind of tone, you know.
Yeah, I don't even know what else to say.
Do you have Elf on the Shelf?
Yes, obviously.
Yeah. It's kind of like a thing at our house where like my little sister would always look forward to it, so we always have to make sure it's done.
The Elf on the Shelf always brings my Christmas jammies on Christmas Eve. Does everyone like... Are you still like them type of people that would wake up, even though like...
See, I'm scared to say something like, oh yeah, Santa's not real, in case there's little kids listening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I was...
Like, are you still the type of people to like get up early on Christmas, even though like you're older now, would you still be excited to make up at like
still,
5 and all?
Yeah.
I don't know how I have so much energy, but then like if it's a school day, I would not get up for it.
It's just something special at Christmas, and I can never sleep that night either.
Oh yeah, no, I'm always like, I want to go.
Go get
the presents.
Do you spend Christmas day at home in your jammies, or would you just go out for a meal with family?
Usually we go down to Belfast for my mom's family and we have dinner there and stay there for a few nights, so that's nice.
Yeah, I usually do that with my mom, but like go down to Mayo. It like different each year. Like last year I stayed at home, but like this year I'll get into Mayo.
Yeah.
We usually just spend the whole day in our pajamas.
Yeah.
And then maybe the day before or the day after Christmas we'd go out for a meal with like cousins and all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
LMFM.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.